Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration is looking to cancel an additional $100 million worth of research contracts with Harvard University. More from CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
There's about nine agencies that have 30 outstanding contracts with Harvard, and this letter is asking them to review whether or not their contracts with them are in compliance with this administration's goals. A few of the things that they laid out in the letter include DEI initiatives, including admissions of students based on race, and this administration said that's discriminatory. Also, issues surrounding anti-Semitism on the campus of Harvard is something that this administration is asking agencies to review, whether or not Harvard is compliant, and if they are not, to revoke those final $100 million worth of contracts.
There was trouble with a SpaceX Starship mission Tuesday evening.
Telemetry, we are in a little bit of a spin. We did spring a leak in some of the fuel tank systems inside of Starship.
The upper stage referred to there by Mission Control disintegrated after uncontrolled re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. A second person wanted in the alleged crypto kidnapping case in New York City has turned himself in. Police sources tell CBS News the man is an alleged accomplice of John Waltz, the investor accused of kidnapping an Italian man to steal his Bitcoin wallet.
Prosecutors allege the victim was bound with electric cords, pistol whipped, forced to take drugs, jolted with electricity while his feet were submerged in water, and at one point it's alleged his leg was cut with a saw. Officials say still he managed to escape last Friday and flagged down a nearby traffic agent who called police.
CBS's Jennifer Branstam in New York. Chaos erupted on the second day of aid operations by a U.S.-backed group in Gaza, but State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce says thousands of meals have been distributed.
Was this going to be like going to the mall or through a drive-thru? No, it wasn't. This is a complicated environment, and the story is the fact that it's working.
Stephane Dujarric, spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, said more must be done.
A meaningful scale-up of humanitarian operations is essential to stave off famine and meet the needs of all civilians.
Asian brands dominate U.S. News and World Report's annual list of the best vehicles for teen drivers.
The Kia Soul, Hyundai Tucson and Elantra, Honda Civic, Subaru Forester, and Toyota Corolla and Camry all making the cut. Zach Dole is the publication's testing editor.
These are the vehicles that have, for the price, delivered more features as standard, better crash test safety, and better reliability.
Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
There are musicians in London whose parents apparently never told them not to play with their vegetables.
Meet Tim Cranmore, founder of the London Vegetable Orchestra, playing a recorder made from a carrot. He makes real recorders for a living and says carrots have a lot of the same properties as the wood he normally uses.
So there's no reason why a carrot should not make a recorder every bit as good as a tree.
Even better, if you think about it. I mean, if these musicians feel peckish after playing their instrument, they can always eat it. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Two border colonies have a full-time job keeping birds and other wildlife off the runway at West Virginia's busiest airport. Hercules and Ned make daily patrols to keep planes and passengers safe along the airfield at West Virginia International Yeager Airport in Charleston. Hercules is 8 years old, Ned is 3, and Hercules also helps to calm down nervous passengers who are waiting to board a flight. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some sprinkles and showers in the overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and lows in the lower 50s. A light north breeze. Showers will be likely on Wednesday. Cloudy skies. Highs won't climb much into the mid-50s with light northeast winds across the area. Right now, it's 55.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Memorial Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
To my eyes, tell me what it is. not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's by my
excitation,
good, good.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Be together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
time I speak your name. That's funny. You say that you are so helpless too,
that you don't know what to do.
Each night I pray there will never come a day when you up and take your love away. Say you feel the same way too, and I wonder what
it is I feel for you. Could it be I'm falling in love?
Would you, baby?
Could it be I'm falling in love?
Ooh.
Could it be I'm falling in love?
With you.
Just to ease my pain. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. SpaceX launched a giant Starship rocket from their Texas base last evening. The test flight went okay until the main stage began spinning out of control with a propulsion leak and disintegrated over the Indian Ocean. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwin.
The way SpaceX operates, they tend to do their testing in flights, you know, and not in computer simulations, which is kind of the industry standard. I have no doubt they'll be back to flying soon. They'll have lots of telemetry from this flight. They'll figure out what went wrong. They'll implement fixes to make sure it doesn't happen again. And then they'll try again. I mean, that's the way they test.
There is a new hurdle for foreign students hoping to study in the U.S.
The Trump administration has ordered U.S. embassies to temporarily stop scheduling new student visa appointments as they prepare to expand social media screenings for applicants. Secretary of State Marco Rubio instructing diplomatic posts not to add any new appointments until further guidance is issued in the next few days. Sarah Cook, CBS News, Washington, D.C.
The Trump administration is asking federal agencies to cancel more contracts with Harvard, as CBS's Olivia Rinaldi reports.
This letter is going to come from the General Services Administration to other agencies within Washington. And what it's going to do is ask them to review those remaining contracts that they may have with Harvard University, totaling about $100 million.
A UN official says 47 Palestinians were wounded, mostly by gunfire from Israel's military.